sit down his crack on. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire. And his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around and out of room. The body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. Suddenly heard the crack of thunder, and the rats began to crumble over him, and tumble down the mountain to a dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs to which his path had led. And the earth beneath him cracked beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes, and he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky. And if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to remember, yours to seize and to obey. Dust had cleared, the colonel lifted off his head, and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light. And he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, and he shuddered in the puddles and the mud. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly, he spoke so slowly, he said, Foreman, I know why you've come here, and I'll help you with a quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize that open book and bring it to your shack. The tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friend of the book will plant the seed. When I warn you that I'm not extending in a city cure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of memory. Until tomorrow, sacred greed will be yours to devour. brief history of this planet here. Is that another word? A brief history of this planet that you're standing on that's floating around through space. There was a time when human beings were a little bit younger, that time of the ancient Greeks, when philosophy, science, and religion were all one thing. It's hard to imagine now because things have kind of gone in different directions, but there was a time when philosophy, science, and religion were the same thing. At the time of the ancient Greeks, they had one word that covered all of these different fields. It was basically a quest for the knowledge of the way things work in general. And what happened was, at some point in time, science and religion split off into two different paths of thought. Okay, so you've got your human beings on the planet, and what happened is you ended up with a Western style of thought and an Eastern style of thought, okay? Now in the Eastern style of thought, everything is one, and everything kind of blends together into one whole, holistic, organic view. In the Western style of thought, you've got matter and you've got spirit, two different kinds of things, which is, gave rise to modern concepts of religion and all that stuff. So what really happened here is that you've got two different styles of thought, everything's organic. The Eastern style of thought grew, and lots of things came out of the Eastern style of thought that are very important. For instance, through the Eastern style of thought, you ended up with a proliferation of cows. And from that proliferation of cows came a proliferation of milk. And from that milk chocolate. That's right, and that's how we came up with the mystical land of chocolate. What a great thing. Where would we be at without the mystical land of chocolate? Chocolate. Lots of things came out of the Western style of thought too, but something came before any of this, before this horrible split in the concept of philosophy and religion. There was a much earlier time, and right now there still remains only one place in the universe where philosophy, science, and religion are all one thing. And it isn't the land of chocolate, it's Gamehenge. You see, Gamehenge, they had a different kind of advantage, because someone was smart enough, and that someone was the great and knowledgeable Lucullus, to write it all down. While it was still all one thing, right? So it's all written down, and it's written down in the book. And the book, of course, is called The Helping Friendly Book. But somebody, yes, The Helping Friendly Book, somebody, and that person, the evil King Wilson, came and took this book. So right now, Gamehenge could be the only place left in the universe where science, philosophy, and religion are all still one huge concept, if it wasn't for the evil King Wilson. So come with us now as we follow the path of Colonel Forman. The mountain. He looks down at the rhombus that can be found in King of Prussia. Some of you have been asking me, where is the rhombus? We've given you all the hints you need to find the rhombus. Go to King of Prussia. Find Wilson Drive. And start walking. Walk until you think that you're there. And when you think that you're there, you're not there yet, so just keep walking. Anyway, Colonel Forman is climbing up the mountain right now. I've given you the biggest hint I've ever given. Colonel Forman is climbing up the mountain right now, and he's trying to get to the great knowledge of Lucullus, who is going to help him get the Helping Friendly Book back, give it back to the people of Gamehenge, and hopefully they will be able to get back to the organic green and black blob of goodness floating through the universe that they had many years ago. So I hope you are all with me following this story. If not, ask the guy next to you. This is the famous mockingbird coming out of the sky.